WNFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
Much love. the love he gives to you and to me.
We just put magic into our music. The People's Station.
anybody that becomes amazed when you think about all you've done. So I have any thankful people in the house. Can you lift your hands? I know you've been here all night, but can you worship Him now? Thank you for all you've done. Thank you for every way you've made. Thank you for every door you've opened. Thank you for every time you healed me. Thank you for every time you delivered. Thank you for every time you restored. Thank you for keeping me. Thank you for restoring me. Thank you for providing for me. Thank you for reconciling me with my family. Can I get any honest people that know that God did something you couldn't do for yourself?
When I think about
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 don't know what's going to happen. None of us know. But that's the time to really trust the Lord. I know that He's concerned. He'll take care of us. And He got some angels that watches over us. I'm safe in the arms of Jesus. I'm safe in His presence. And I want you, whatever may be tied, know that God will. Just whisper. Some folks can't stand a lot of noise. Just whisper and tell them that God will take care of you. By night and by day, He'll watch over you and won't let His angels leave you. It was one of the Psalms who said, I lift up my eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. For all of my help cometh from the Lord. I'm going to trust in Him that does not sleep or slumber. And I want to tell you, you can go on home tonight and take it from me. Go on home tonight and put the lights out. Pull the cover up around. Go on to sleep. For joy gonna come in the morning. How many of you really believe that? For the scripture says itself, weeping may endure for a night, but joy, hold it. It's going to come in the morning. I need to tell you that you're in the morning and your joy is not next week, next month, or next year. But look somebody in the eye. So you can just start rejoicing because your joy is now. Woo! Joy! How many of you believe joy will come? In the morning. In the morning. In the morning. And tell somebody, say, my morning is now. All night.
Oh,
Hallelujah. Put the lights up. Put the cut up around your shoulder. And go on to sleep. But in the morning, let me hear you say in the morning. Yeah, in the morning. Gonna be alright. It's alright right now. How many of you believe it's alright now? Well, tell somebody, say it's alright, it's alright. It's alright, it's alright. One more time, Eric. As we close, one more time. Let me hear the bed on the organ.
I remember a long time ago, way back in the country, when mother used to go sweeping across the old kitchen floor. Sometimes it would be early in the morning, and sometimes it would be kind of late, oh, in the evening. But I still remember hearing when she used to sing an old Dr. Watt hymn that went something like this. That's the way she used to sing a long time ago. She used to take her own time about it. She said, when she get to the part where she didn't know the words so well, she'd always fold up her arms and just moan it out. She kept right on singing, you know. We're talking about God's grace now. Won't it save you? Won't God's grace save you? Won't it save you? Ah, won't it save you? Lord, Yes, there was.
All right, John.
Somebody said, not tomorrow, but right now. You should never put off today for tomorrow.
Right now.
Because tomorrow may be too late.
Woo!
Somebody said of a blind Lord, was
blind.
Oh, Lord.
Was blind.
That man took my feet off the muck and my replay. Sit on the solid rock to see, and thank God I can see.
Amen.
be kind to old people. Respect all old people. Don't make fun at old people. Just remember.
Just remember.
Young lady, yeah, who made her mama wear a wig because her hair had turned gray. I told that young lady, took our time and told her, you know what I told her, you just keep on living and one day your hair gonna be the same. Talking about, yes, placing their mothers and fathers in the old folks' home for the people. If my mama thought enough of me, yes, to bring me into this world, she could get old and confused. But I'll take care of mama till she's dead and gone. Be kind, oh.
that river. I'll fight life's final war with pain and in ashes. I'll see the light of glory and no healing. So glad. Oh yeah, I'm so glad that the grave is not our final destiny. I heard when Lazarus died, Martha said to Jesus, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. Jesus said, you shall see your brother again. She says, I know I'll see him again in the resurrection. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Cause he lives. Oh, my fear. All fear is gone.
But they're not quite red. And when I reach the edge of my bravery, I'll still be singing at the banks of an unparted sea. Sometimes the only way through it is a hallelujah.
The only way through it is a hallelujah.
Sometimes the only thing to do is just to give it to you. Every one step forward, it got me 5 steps back. And I cried, I called, God knows I prayed. But most days faith is climbing up a mountain that day. That's why the only way through it is a hallelujah. Tell you how small they are.
That's the thing about praise.
That's the thing about praise.
It won't always move the mountain, but it's good for the heart.
That's the thing about praise.
That's the thing about praise.
You'll never know what it's gonna change, but it'll always leave a mark.
That's the thing about praise. That's the thing.
about rain. Yeah, my seawall start falling, or it might just change my heart. That's the thing about rain. That's the thing about rain.
I wanna thank you. in the mix. Digger in the mix.
With the world's freshest DJ. Keep it locked. Keep it locked.
Right here.
Showcase fellowship inspired. Showcase fellowship inspired.
You are now in the mix with the smoothest DJ on the planet.
You're listening to the Anointed One.
This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. This is Apostle Barbara Watson coming to you from Lewisburg, North Carolina, Christian Life Church of God, Inc., along with
Esther Gladys Smith. We invite you to join us on Tuesdays from 9:30 to 10 o'clock a.m. and on Thursdays from 1 o'clock to 1:30 p.m., where we teach the Word of God and we enjoy the Word of God. Join us.
Catch the wave.
I will trust in the Lord all my days, all my days. I will trust in the Lord all my days, all my days. I will be satisfied with you. I will be satisfied with you. I will be satisfied with you. Said I will be satisfied with you. Yeah. Say I will
trust
in the Lord.
In the Lord.
All my days.
All my days.
Yeah.
All my days.
Said I will
trust
in the Lord.
In the Lord.
All my days.
All my days.
All my days. If you tell me to go right, I will be satisfied. Whatever you tell me to do, I'm satisfied. Come on, lift it up, I will be satisfied. Hey, Lord, I am
satisfied.
Whatever may come, oh God, I'm
satisfied.
Oh Lord, oh Lord, I am
satisfied.
Yeah. And where you lead, I will trust your word. You have complete control.
Said, where you lead, I'll go. Said, I will trust your word, yeah. You have complete control. I will be satisfied with you. Said, where you lead, I'll go.
See, it tell you the old and the new.
I will trust you.
This is all it is. It's a big argument going on.
You have complete
control. It's the same thing.
Said, I will be.
Where you lead,
where you lead. Said, I will trust yours. You have complete control of. Said, I will be there.
When life's birds get you down and no one understands, and your prayers be.
Oh,
Did you stop to pray this morning as you started on your way? Did you ask the Lord to guide you as you struggle all through the day? Did you pray to pray this morning? Did you kneel just one moment and say, give me comfort for my soul on this old coming of this I know. He has promised in his word long ago.
I will come again to take all of him that I washed and made white as snow.
I don't know about you, but can praise God in spite of my trials and situation on this day. Look, thanks again for tuning in to the NFI Radio Gospel Network, Raleigh, North Carolina. Join us 8 a.m. till 8 p.m. Monday through Sunday. Also, don't miss our NFI Television Gospel broadcast every Saturday at 4 p.m. till 5 p.m. out of DeKalb, Georgia, on Channel 25. Or live stream us at DeKalb25.com for the top 10 video countdown of the month, quartet, and contemporary gospel videos. It's 9:30 a.m. on a Tuesday morning. I'm Anthony Blue, your radio host. Now let's join Pastor Gladys Smith and Apostle Barbara Watkins of the Christian Life Church, 5762, Highway 56, West Franklinton, North Carolina, with guest speaker every first and third Tuesday. Pastor Michael Alston of the Old Liberty Missionary Baptist Church, 1857 Flat Rock Church Road, Lewisburg, North Carolina. Good morning, Pastor Alston.
God bless you, Pastor Smith. And to also, in her absence, we honor Apostle Barbara Watkins, and to the host, amen, to all that are listening this morning, good morning. This is Pastor Michael Alston, pastor of the Old Liberty Missionary Baptist Church in Lewisburg, North Carolina, 1857 Flat Rock Church Road, where we believe that everybody is somebody, Jesus is Lord, and prayer still works. I am elated to be a part of this platform, and I appreciate so much the opportunity coming from Apostle Watkins to allow me to come in and share with you my humble preaching and my conviction that I love the Lord, and I have given and sold out all to him. For there is no one else, amen, in the world today above and beneath, amen, is worthy of our praise but Jesus Christ, amen. I thank God for just being here. But this is the day that the Lord has made, and I hope that you who are listening have certainly stopped at some point and just looked up and gave God thanks just for this day, because he made the day, but they had to let you be in the day. So since you're in this day and he lets your golden moments roll out, roll on a little while longer, you ought to tell God thank you, because it could have been the other way. I realize that the hour is far spent and we have little time, So I'm going to dive right into what I wanted to talk about this morning. I want to talk about this morning, if you would, those with your Bibles, if you want to follow along. I'm in Genesis this morning, chapter 19. Genesis chapter 19, and you'll find me at verse, verse 12. You can find me at verse 12 to establish the Word of God in which I feel the Lord has highlighted for me and put on part of my heart to talk about on this morning. I'm going to be reading from the New Living Translation, and you'll find words similar to these recorded. Then meanwhile, the angels questioned Lot, "Do you have any other relatives here in the city?" They asked. "Get them out of this place, your sons-in-law, sons, daughters, or anyone else, for we are about to destroy this city completely. The outcry against this city is so great it has reached the Lord, and he has sent us to destroy it." So Lot rushed out to tell his daughter's fiancé, "Quick, get out of the city. The Lord is about to destroy it." But the young men thought he was only joking. At dawn the next morning, the angel came. The angels became intent. "Hurry," they said, "take your wife and your two daughters who are here. Get out now, or you will be swept away with destruction of the city." When Lot still hesitated, the angel seized his hand and the hands of his wife and daughter, and rushed them into safety outside the city, for the Lord was merciful. When they were safely out of the city, out of the angels ordered to run for your lives and don't look back or stop anywhere in the valley. Escape to the mountains or you'll be swept away. And I'm going to do a little skipping here just for the sake of time. It says that it says here in the 21st verse, "All right," the angel said, "I will grant you the request. I will not destroy this little village, but hurry, escape, for I can do nothing until you have arrived there." Lot reached the village just as the sun was on the over the horizon. The Lord rained brimstone and fire, burning sulfur from onto Sodom and Gomorrah. He utterly destroyed them along with the other cities and the villages, and the plain wiping out all the people, everyone and every bit of vegetation. But Lot's wife, here it is, looked back as she was following behind him, and she turned into a pillar of salt. May God add a blessing to the reading of God's word. God, I pray now that I be decreased and you increase. Holy Ghost, speak now, for I am your vessel. My brothers and my sisters, this morning I want to talk about being torn between two lovers. We live in a time now, my brothers and my sisters, where I find that I'm hearing as I travel here and there that the word Christian is being used so lightly. The word Christian, people are professing Jesus with their mouths, but their lifestyle and their hearts seemingly are far from it. My brothers, my sisters, I need to say this morning that God will be God of all, and he'll be God none at all. Darkness and light cannot live together. Satan and Jesus will never be roommates. You have to choose, my brothers, my sisters, who you're going to serve, because we're living in a time now where it's of the essence that we know who Jesus is in the pardons of our sins. I don't care how much you go to church. I don't care what your title is. I don't care how long you've been there. But if you don't have a relationship with Jesus Christ, you're mere religious. And if you don't get a relationship, you're subject to open your eyes in hell. I know that's something that we don't like to hear now, because we this generation don't like to hear that word hell no more, because we don't want to believe that it exists. Well, my brothers, my sisters, I stopped by to tell you, as according to the prophet Isaiah, he said, "Hell enlarges her mouth daily." There is a heaven to escape, and there is a heaven to gain. The question is, my brothers, my sisters, what, as you look up over your life, what are you going to do? There were some secular songs that I was preparing this little talk today. There was a blues singer said, "Love and Two, show ain't easy to do." That was back in the 70s. But in my days in the 80s, there was a group called Atlantic Star, and they talked about secret lovers who had to hide the way they feel because they were both obligated to others, but they found an extra relationship that they can have outside of the commitment of being married. My brother, my sister, I want to tell us today that we're living the same thing in the church, and that many of us are trying to love Jesus on Sunday, amen, but we put him down on Monday, torn between two lovers. You cannot love the world and love God too. The Bible said no man can serve two masters. You will only love one and you will hate the other, or you will cleave to one and reject the other. Jesus said, if you love me, you will keep my word. My brothers, my sisters, I'm telling you, it is one thing to be able to quote a scripture. Yeah, that sounds good, but here it is. Can you live the life of what you're quoting? My brothers, my sisters, we're living in a time now where church is seen to be unattractive to people who are needing church because it's too much of folk being shown than Jesus being shown. We're trying to fill the church up, amen, with things to draw in the world. But there's only one thing that we can do to draw the world in, and that is lift Jesus up. For he said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. You cannot love the world and love the Lord. You got to make a decision, amen, as Joshua said, who you going to serve? And this is not just a Wednesday night commitment. This is just not a Sunday morning commitment. It's not a when you get in trouble commitment, but this is a daily lifestyle. For God said, be ye holy, for I am holy. As a matter of fact, he said through the Apostle Paul, come out from among them and be ye separated, says God. And he said, I will receive you. Amen. God will not receive, amen, the mess, and you expect God to give you his best. Look at this, what I'm talking about. Now, I want to pull out a few things in this story, and I want to let you go. Listen, Sodom and Gomorrah, as you hear about it today, when it's preached about today and talked about today, they zone in on the corruption and morality of man in the way of homosexuality. But there was a whole lot more going on in Sodom than just men wanting to be with men and women want to be with men. There's a whole lot of things so great that even the sins, amen, reached heaven, sunk in God's nostrils, amen. And God had a conversation with Lot and told Lot that he was going to destroy the city. If he can find Lot, the Lord about to find 50 just men, will you spare the city? And God said, if you can find 50, I'll spare the city. He got God all the way down to one man. Amen. He said, if I can find one faithful Lord, will you spare? Lord said, yes, I will spare for one, but there was none to be found that was left to spare Sodom and Gomorrah. And so these angels who had came to get Lot and his family out, amen, had to eventually force Lot out of Sodom, because Sodom and Gomorrah was a place where he had settled. There was his home, and they loved being there amidst all of the corruption. And he even offered his girl to these strange men that wanted these angels. And these angels eventually had to force Lot and his family out of the city. His son-in-laws, they perished because they thought he was joking and didn't take him seriously. How many today are taking the preaching of the gospel jokingly, as if it though what we're preaching is never going to happen? I will declare to you, my brother, my sister, you better get ready, because time is winding up. My God, listen, they told Lot to get out of the city, and Lot said, let me go to this little village over here called Zoar, and let me stay there. And that place, and they allowed Lot to go there, but would not destroy the city until they got to Zoar. And when Lot got to Zoar, the Bible says that's when God rained brimstone and fire upon Sodom and Gomorrah. And here it is, the Bible says, after being told not to look back, Lot's wife, she looked back. She looked back and turned into a pillar of salt. Lot's wife looked back because although she had came out of the city had not come out of her. There was still something back there that she loved and loved enough, amen, to hear destruction of it, to look back and to see it. She suffered the consequences of what being told not to do. My brothers and my sisters, if God tells you to move, you better move. If he tells you to go forward, you better go forward. If he tells you not to look back, don't you look back. Because many today have did what Lot's wife had done. You may not be a pillar of salt, but listen, because you were looking back, because you are still loving where you came from, amen, you are still mingling in things that you've been delivered from, your testimony is ineffective. Your witness is ineffective. You cannot even praise God freely in church because you're convicted, because you're still tangled up in what you're supposed to have been delivered from. That's a dangerous place to be, my brothers and my sisters, because God said in his word, he said, he that put his hand to the plow and looketh back is not fit for the kingdom of God. My God, my God, it's time that we stop watering down this word of God and preach the unadulterated truth that it is, because people's lives, their souls are at stake. Amen. It is not good enough. Amen. I know everybody want to come to church and everybody want to be told that, amen, that if you walk around a building seven times, go touch a car and it's yours. We want to be told all this superficial stuff. But the Bible, but God wants you to know that the wages of sin is death and the gift of God is eternal life. The Bible says, first seek ye the kingdom of God. And all these things will be added to you. God knows what you need. He knows how he's going to bless you. But my brothers and my sisters, we cannot start exalting and praising the blessing and forget about the one who blessed us. Amen. Because God, I will have no other God before me. You can mess around here if you want to and start praising the tangible thing. God, the God that gave it to you, he will take it away. You can mess around here if you want to and be playing in church and thinking that because you can sing, because you can preach, because you can teach, and people telling you you got the anointing, you can keep on you if you want to, because you'll find out that God is snatching away from you, because the Bible says gifts, talents, and gifts, they come without repentance. My God, my God, you have got to be sold out to Jesus Christ, because there are some people, amen, that even you may hang around with that you may have to cut loose in order to be totally free in Jesus. Come here, Isaiah. I hear you. Isaiah said it was in the year that King Uzziah died. He said, I saw the Lord. I saw him high and lifted up in his train. Hallelujah. Filled the temple. And he went on to say, he said, and I saw seraphims as they flew. They had one unified song. They were saying, holy, holy, my God, holy. And he said, after seeing this, he was convicted. He said, woe, it is me. Ah, God, listen, he said, it is me, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I hang around a people with unclean lips. My brothers, my sisters, before God can do anything with you, you got to be honest and acknowledge, Lord, this is where I am. My attitude is jacked up. My ways are not consistent. Lord, I love you, and I'm trying to do the best I can, but I keep going back to where you brought me out of. God, I need your help. And I want to tell you today, if you want God's help, God will help you. Amen. Listen, Isaiah said, he said, and they took a coal off the altar, and they came and purged and took my mouth. And the Bible says that now you have your sins have been purged. And then after, it was only after Isaiah had been purged, his sins had been purged, he had been changed, that he could answer this next question. When he said, and I heard them say, amen, who can we send for us? Isaiah said, here am I, send me, I'll go. My brothers, my sisters, we always asking Jesus to fix it. But we need to stop and say, Lord, fix me. Yes, yes, fix me. Don't get so super sanctified that you think that you cannot stumble. Don't you get so holy on me that you think that, amen, you were born next to Jesus. Amen. Let me tell you something. Every sinner has a future, and every saint has a past. Amen. The Bible says that when you see your brother and you see him fall, amen, Galatians, I believe, is if I can find it at, he said, you that are spiritual, go to them and restore them. Listen now, listen. Don't go and restore them in the spirit and in the meekness and the spirit of love, considering thyself. Because you got to go and understand that you're going to get your brother, your sister back to straight street. And you got to understand, and you got to go not with an attitude that you are some super saint, but go there and say, listen, I've been there. Yeah, I've been there. I've made mistakes. I've fallen. But you got to go there and understand that it could have been me. And if I'm not careful, I can get out here and get entangled myself. I know I'm in the Bible. I know I am, because don't you remember when Jesus was talking to Peter? And he said, Peter, Satan desires to sift you like wheat. He said, but I have already prayed for you. He said, when you have been converted, strengthen your brother. Jesus let Peter know that Satan wanted him. Satan was going to get him, but there was going to be a conversion. He was going to come back to Jesus. How do you know, Pastor? Because when Jesus rose up and they recognized, the lady recognized who he was, he told Mary, he said, go tell my disciples and Peter, my God, that I have risen. My brothers, my sisters, don't go all your life being torn between two lovers. These two loves I'm talking about today is being torn between salvation and sin, being torn between God and mammon, which is money, torn between the dedicating yourself to the Lord or just trying to gratify and esteem yourself. Don't you be torn between two lovers. Amen, because if you don't have the love of God and you don't have the love for God, you can't effectively worship and praise God. Listen, let me tell you this. Listen, when the Bible said, while we were yet sinners,
yes, yes.
Did you hear me? You ought to be glad today that God didn't wait. He loved you. He has always loved us consistently. That love that only God can have. Yeah, he loved us consistently, and so much that before we could love him, the Bible said, while we were yet sinners, he died. My God, he died, amen, loving me when I didn't have the capacity to love him back. So how dare we come now and try to give Jesus just a piece of me? No, God wants it all. If you got the audacity to pray and ask God to bless you with his best, to give you his best, to deliver you, to use you, to increase your, to enlarge your turf, amen, to enlarge your territory, to increase your anointing. If you got the audacity to ask him for more of him, you better make sure you give him all of you. Amen, because God don't work, amen, like that. You got to be sold out to Jesus and to the cause of the gospel. This thing we call the gospel of Jesus Christ, amen, is of the essence today, because it's the only place where you're going to find freedom, you're going to find peace of mind, and you're going to find strength to make it. Because we're living in a day, man, my brother, my sister, where people are being killed, amen, by those who have sworn to protect and serve. People are being killed by their own family, their own kind, for idiotic stuff. People are being killed. The devil is running rampant. Amen. He has surely been loose for a season. He knows he don't have long. But I'm telling you. So, Pastor, how is it that I can tear myself away from one of these lovers? and get the right one. Let me tell you how you can do it. First of all, you have got to come to the point, amen, where you have got to acknowledge and be honest about who you are and where you are. Uh-huh. Did you hear what I said? Who you are. Lord, I am a sinner. Lord, I have backslidden. Lord, I have fallen. Wherever your state is now, you got to be honest about where you are. Because a lot of people are trying to impress people to make people think that they're somewhere they're not. Trying to live on a pedestal that you can't live on. And you're trying, your pretense, amen, is hard. And you find it hard to keep it up because you forget what you say, you forget what you do. So your pretense, you're stammering over your own pretense. But stop stammering and just come clean and honest with the Lord. Lord, I've sinned. Lord, I've fallen. And when you be honest with the Lord, the Bible says if you, he is just to forgive you of your sins. Listen, you ain't got to go to Facebook. You ain't got to go to Twitter. You ain't got to go tell everybody. Go to Jesus. He's the only one that can save you. Don't nobody else got a hell nor a heaven to put you in. But let me forewarn you now, because when you get serious about loving and serving God, oh, yeah, that's when they're going to come out the woodwork, call you a holy roller, brand new. They will call you everything but a child of God. I've been there. I've done that. I know what I'm talking about. But here's the thing, my brother, my sister. Sometimes when you survey your crowd and see if you're making haste, see if you're making any kind of a movement forward. If you are stagnated, then you might need to survey, amen, where your infection is and get out of there and cut it away. Amen. But because you don't want to be caught up in something, amen, that got a mouth service but ain't got no life to go with it. You want to be able, amen, that when the Lord needs somebody, he can depend on you and you can depend on him. My brother, my sister, let me tell you, get out of it. Acknowledge where you are. Ask God to bring you out of what you can't bring yourself out of. Ask the Lord to forgive you, take you back. He'll do it. He'll do it. I know he will. And then once you do that, leave where you are. And here it is. Don't look back. Don't look back because everything that you need now is in front of you. You're leaving those things which are behind. I hear you, Paul. Paul said, my brother, I count not myself to already have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind. Paul said, now I press forward to the mark of the high call in Christ Jesus. The reason why Paul got to press is because Satan do not want you to get to Jesus. He'll let you go to church. He'll let you sing in the choir. He'll let you shout. He'll let you speak in tongues. Amen. He'll let you do all these things. But we don't want you to live holy. He don't want you to be sold totally out to the Lord. And once you get to that point where you're selling totally out to the Lord and where you're evicting Satan and all of his imps, that's when he's going to get on your tracks. And then stop tripping over when he get on your track, because that's where he's supposed to be. Uh-huh. That's where he's supposed to be. I remember my granddaddy when he was living, God bless his soul. My granddaddy, a preacher came to our church one time, and he stood up. He said, I've been saved so long that the devil don't even bother me. My granddaddy, without even catching, before he can catch himself, said, that's because he already got you. Satan ain't messing with nothing they already have.
There you go.
But anything that's trying to make a move for God and with God, Satan wants to trip it up. Because Satan don't want you to see your purpose. He don't want you to see your future. He don't want you to see what God is trying to make you. Don't look back. Turn yourself away from love that only want to be with you at their convenience. Young lady, stop making yourself a man's priority. Stop making a man your priority when you're only his convenience. What I'm telling you is that if he can only see you at nighttime and at times when that's convenient for him, and he can't walk with you in the sunshine. You need to cut some fat away. You need to cut that away because there's something going on that's keeping him to commit totally to you. Amen. Your teeth torn between two. Amen. And if you want to be free of that, you got to cut Ray Ray loose and let him walk away. Walk away from that young man. Amen. If there's some woman, amen, who can only come around you and be like you and hug on you and kiss on you when it's payday. Run, Forrest, run. Listen, my brother, my sister, we have got to understand that love is a powerful word. And people do two things with love. They manipulate people, amen, and they hurt people with what's supposed to comfort people. But that agape love that God has, that's the love you need to run after. That love that will cause you to love Jesus, and that love that's strong enough will make you love yourself and make you push away anything else that's not like that love. My brothers, my sisters, listen, my time is almost up, but listen, let me tell you something. Don't look back. Good. Run to Jesus and don't look back. I want to talk to somebody right now. You are trying to get out of something. You need to get out of what you're in. You don't know how. You're not happy. What were you at? Amen. You need to listen. If what you're doing, amen, if you're trying something different, amen, and you're trying something different, no, stop and go to Jesus. Because to try to do the same thing, amen, and expect a different result, amen, it's insane. You got to break that cycle. Break the cycle. Look and give your life to the Lord and let the Lord be your guide. Stop getting advice from people. Amen. Go find you a good church. Find you a pastor. I used to say find a good church, but you got to be careful now what church you find. Ask God to send you to a pastor, to a true believing pastor that will tell you what's right. It will not spare your feelings. The love of God is stronger than any love. And I guarantee you, if you hook up with Jesus and you come to love him and let him love you like he wants to love you, you'll see. You'll get mad at yourself because you have allowed so many pretending loves to hold on to you too long. Don't be torn between. And the essence of this, don't be torn between righteousness and sin. Sin can only take you as far, take you farther you want to go. Sin will eventually end in your spiritual death, and it could be physical death. Sin can only take you deeper in what you're trying to come out of. But if you turn to Jesus, he can bring you out. And he can bring you out with more joy, more power, more strength. He can bring you out, and you'll look back on that old life, and you'll be mad at yourself at why you didn't come out any sooner. I've got to go. I've enjoyed this little time with you, and I thank God again for the opportunity granted me by Pastor Smith, Pastor Kearney, and Apostle Watkins. But listen, don't go to rest. Don't be torn between your love. If you want to love Jesus, because he will not have no other God before him nor with him. He won't be roommates with Satan. But if you would give your life to Jesus, I can guarantee you if you let him have it, he'll fix everything that's broken in your life. Don't live your life torn between two loves. Straddling the fence is a hurting thing. You can't sit there long. You're going to have to go to one side or the other. Why don't you go to the right side, to where you can receive everything God has planned and purpose even before your birth? God bless you today. I love you with the love of the Lord. Again, this is Pastor Michael Alston, Pastor of Holy Missionary Baptist Church. Amen. Stand on the word of God, because that's only place I know how to stand today is on the word that will keep us until eternity. God bless you.
Thank you, Pastor Alston, for that powerful word on today. I'm Anthony Blue, your radio host, joint guest speaker, Pastor Michael Alston. every first and third Tuesday. Pastor of the Old Liberty Missionary Baptist Church, 1857 Flat Rock Church Road, Lewisburg, North Carolina. You're listening to the Christian Life Church radio broadcast. Located at 6762 Highway 56 West Franklinton, North Carolina. Where the pastor is Gladys Smith and Chief Apostle Barbara Wakens. Join them every Tuesday at 9:30 a.m. till 10 a.m. and on Thursday afternoon at 1 p.m. till 1:30 p.m. for the Word of God. Here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. Now let's get back to more gospel music.
I want you to get on your feet now and give some hand clap of praise to the pastor of this church, Reverend Frank Frank. We gotta have, can we go back down south for a second? Deep Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia. Y'all get ready, stomp your feet, clap your hands, and get ready to go back to the old church.
Fire, we are, and we'll stay in the fire. Let your glory fill this place. Let your all-consuming fire fill this tabernacle and purify our hearts. Surround us in this place. Want you to breathe new life within us. In a refreshing love, purify our hearts. Let your glory fill.
Let your glory fill this place.
Let your all-consuming fire, yeah.
Hey! count tonight. Heal me, but he did. Tell you that he did have to heal me, but he did. What did he do, y'all?
Let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap. This song is for anybody who's ever faced a challenge or an obstacle and you thought you were not going to get on the other side of it.
Yeah.
I got news for you tonight. You can do how many things?
All things.
Through
Christ.
That Philippians 4 and 13. Come on. We about to take it. Put a little D'Angelo anointing on it.
Sounds real good right now. Listen, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Oh yes, I can. Christ that strengthens me. If it's living right, I can do it.
I can do it.
Look at somebody, tell them. If it's the walking upright,
yeah,
I can do it. Yes, I can.
Can win a soul.
Let strength in.
Work it.
Let strength in.
Glad you did.
Whoa.
I'm in trouble. Stand by me to the end, Lord. I want you to stand by me. Stand by me. All of my money and my friends are gone. Lord, I'm in a mean world and I'm so all alone. Helped him kill 10,000 Philistines, oh, Lord. I need you, Father, stand by me. Stand by me. And here's another thing. Tell me they put Daniel down in the lion's den. But I know you went down there, Father, and you freed Daniel once again, oh, Lord. On my shoulder, and it's all in vain. When I begin to feel weak along the way, you come and you give me strength again. Oh, the Hebrew children was in a fire, hotter than it ought to be. Just like you delivered them, Father, I know you deliver me. Oh, Lord, I
Y'all know the devil be tripping, right? So I had to write a song to put it back in its place. Check it out. Anybody feel like me out there? Listen. Sometimes you gotta tell them just like that. Check it out.
You tried to steal my joy. You tried to steal my peace. I'm tired, I'm crying. Always feeling weak. I take two steps forward. You push me four steps back. I'm so sick of you lying about this and that. From this day forward, some things are gonna change. I'm taking back everything you do. Tried to take my family, tried to kill my name, keep attacking my body, causing so much pain, almost lost my mind, playing all these games, everything you stole from me, I'm taking it back. Let me tell you why you can't have it. It's mine.
It's mine.
It's all mine.
It's mine.
And you can't have it.
Have it.
And I'm taking it back.
And I'm taking it back.
Cause I'm taking it.